If you're listening to this broadcast right now, congratulations. That means you survived another year. And if it's not already too late, let me suggest you remember to write 2015, not 2014, on your checks when paying for things at the store. I'll try to take that advice to heart myself. Wow, 2015. Yet another year down and a shiny new one staring us in the face once again. Another year gone of salmon, canning, berries, fall and winter moose, at least for many of us. Summer camps, holidays, birthdays, and just almost another football season, for those who are fans. Down with the Broncos, by the way. It is not uncommon to take a long look back on the year that was, even as we stare down the beginning of a new one. Many online publications and sites, TV shows, and radio programs take the time to give a final send-off to the movies, personalities, songs, happenings, and events that shaped our world over the previous year. I'm going to go that route today as well, taking a look back at 2014 through the eyes of a Togiak Refuge employee. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Let's start off with this program. Did you know that Bristol Bay Field Notes has been going, more on than off, every week since March 2000? Think about it. This program has been in business since just after folks realized the Y2K scare was a whole lot of ballyhoo about nothing. In early 2000, the greatest show on turf edged out the Tennessee Titans in the Super Bowl. Yes, they knew how to win back then, Mr. Tweet. The number one song in the nation was Amazed by Lone Star, and American Beauty took home the Oscar. On a slightly less national note, Field Notes came into being. The original idea, in as near as I've been able to trace it, started with KDLG employee Alexi Rubenstein. Originally, Field Notes was a 3 or 4 minute program that aired a few times each week, and its goal was to educate the public about the natural world around the Bristol Bay area. Many folks lent their voices and knowledge to the show in those early years, though biologist Rob McDonald was one of the more common hosts. I came on board in October of 2007 and have been privileged to continue in that capacity ever since. In its present form, the show continues its goal of sharing about the natural world and other topics related to the refuge in Bristol Bay, and a new 9 to 10 minute episode airs once a week. Field Notes reaches folks across an area of Alaska the size of the state of Ohio. The passing of time always lends itself to both hellos and goodbyes. It's just kind of the nature of things. Earlier in 2014, Togiak said goodbye to biologist Michael Winfrey, who decided to go back to school and work on his master's degree. Michael was a really good colleague, and we were both sad to see him go, but happy for this new opportunity in his life. We also said goodbye, well, sort of, to pilot Mike Hink. I say sort of because Mike is still in the area, just plying his trade in the private sector instead of for the government. We certainly wish Mike the best with that. In his place, we've been happy to welcome our new pilot, Andy Flack. Andy comes to us from north of the Arctic Circle, and we're glad to have him. We also said goodbye to Tevis Underwood, our deputy manager, who moved on to the same position for Kodiak Refuge. Kodiak got a really good guy, and it's kind of the same thing as with Michael Winfrey. Happy for the man a new opportunity, but sad for the loss to our staff. There was something a great many of us thought we were happy to say goodbye to last year, and that was the winter that wasn't. The winter of 2013-2014 was a sore point for a lot of people who enjoy participating in winter outdoor recreational activities. Winter harvest for both moose and caribou were down significantly across Unit 17, and other winter activities also suffered, from small game hunting to trapping to skiing. It was just a bummer of a winter, at least for those who like cold and snow. The really bum part, though, and I hope this doesn't prove to be the case, is that this winter is shaping up to be a carbon copy, at least to this point of the calendar. Here's hoping that the new year brings with it something we can all get behind. An honest-to-goodness Alaskan winter. One thing I hope does stay the same is the outcome of our summer camps. I'd be tickled pink to see a repeat of 2014 during 2015. Frankly, 2014 was a smashing success for each of the three camps the refuge has a hand in. Salmon Camp, more BBEDC's thing than ours, was, by every account I've heard, very successful. I certainly enjoyed my time in camp talking to the kids about things related to salmon and such. The two refuge camps could not have gone better. The Cape Pierce Junior High Camp would have been a huge success just for the fact that we made it out there. The fact that the weather was mostly terrific and we were pretty much able to do everything we wanted to was just icing on top. The high school float camp also went off without a hitch, and not even a rollicking downpour on the next to last day put any kind of real dent in the mood. The kids had fun, at both camps, and likely learned a thing or two along the way. I'll take that outcome every year, no questions asked. Some years lend themselves to milestones of various sorts. For those of us at Togiak Refuge, one such milestone was the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Wilderness Act, which was chronicled at length a few months back. The Wilderness Act is of tremendous importance to the refuge, whereas we've got over 2.6 million acres of land designated as such. Howard Zonheiser put together the language that went into the act, and President Johnson signed it into law back in 1964. 50 years later, it's still going strong, and our country boasts the most successful public lands management program anywhere in the world, of which the Wilderness Act is a big part of. Yes, it's true that every year going forward is another anniversary for it, but this year was number 50, a very special number indeed. 2014 was a really good year for the refuge and social media, specifically Facebook. The Togiak Refuge page continues to be the fastest-growing refuge page in all of Alaska and shows no signs of slowing down. As we begin a new year, our page is on the cusp of 2,000 page likes, and we continue to be delighted with the way Facebook has allowed us to share about the refuge with places well beyond the borders of Southwest Alaska. We have followers on every continent except Antarctica, and during the course of 2014, added a fair number of folks from countries like Italy, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia, as well as several Indonesian countries. The attraction? In large part, it's sport fishing, though simple wildlife and wild areas are also a part of what draws people to our page. In any event, we look forward to continuing to be able to deliver information about the refuge to both a local and global audience. We think we've got a really good thing, and it's a privilege to be able to share. A last thing I would mention is less a refuge-specific thing, and more to do with the outdoors in general. In fact, it was a topic unto itself at the beginning of last year. And whereas today is actually day two of the new year, let's look forward just a bit now, even as we say our goodbyes to 2014. I'm talking about New Year's resolutions. I won't go into any great detail about why we dabble in resolutions or the history of such or whatnot, but resolutions remain a part of the whole new year, new beginning thing, and I think it's an okay thing to take the time to think through what can amount to positive changes in a person's life. Perhaps coincidence, perhaps not, but over the last few days I've had a few folks around town, by way of ordinary conversation, share some things with me that they'd like to change. A year ago I shared several resolutions I had, specific to the outdoors. Some of those were an undeniable success, while a couple came up short. One of the biggest ones had to do with my physical conditioning. No one would consider me sculpted, or, if so, you would have to say that the sculptor had a very odd sense of humor. I am happy to say I am in better shape than I was last year, and to that end I did work out with fair regularity over the entirety of 2014. Not perfect, mind you, but a pretty decent effort from start to finish. One related goal was losing weight, and that part, well, I'm going to consider that part to be ongoing, and it will continue to receive consideration this year. Probably the biggest one I consider to have been an epic fail is that I would still like for my daughters to take and complete a hunter education course. They still get outside and shoot periodically, whether at the range or out looking for spruce hens with Dad, but I still would like for them to go through the state hunter education course, so that item remains on the list, moving forward. I shared last year that Wild River Guides, a company that guides anglers on several refuge rivers, had on their website, 2014, Dream It, Do It, Love It. I found that sentiment to be incredibly simple, yet powerful. A few days ago I saw a Facebook post by them that was similar. This year it was 2015, Dream It, Wish It, Do It. To me, the key part is still that do it part. Dreaming and wishing and such are fun, and they're a necessary part of the process. But in the end, it's actually doing something about what we resolve to do that makes a lasting difference. 2014, it was nice to know you. 2015, welcome aboard. We eagerly look forward to what's in store. Happy New Year, everyone. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake, provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.